present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. Once again, I will ask our four contestants to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, of course, without repetition, of course, and without deviating from the subject, of course, and without saying, of course, as I've just said it. And of course, according to how well they do this, they will gain points or lose them. And let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, are you ready?
Yes.
I thought for a moment he'd fallen asleep before we started. Clement Freud, the subject is waiting rooms. Would you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
When I go and see my dentist, he has a waiting room, and the house in which he practices is what is called mixed. That is to say, there is a psychiatrist, a hypnotist, an acupuncture expert, and a physiotherapist and a veterinary surgeon, which does make the waiting room into the most exciting place. A man recently came in with a goose and had a long conversation with a woman who was unable to touch her left knee with her right elbow, to the consternation of almost everyone. But when it comes to teeth, especially molars and occasionally incisors, but I wouldn't say wisdom, were totally out of it, then the practitioner whom I visit is perhaps the most brilliant. As for the magazines, which abound in the waiting room, as well as Sunday papers, journals, and news...
Sheila Hancock has challenged with 1/2 second to go.
Oh, did I? Well, let him go on then. I thought he hesitated, but he didn't.
Yeah, very good challenge.
It was a good time to challenge. It was a good attempt, but I disagree. He didn't hesitate. He kept going with this unutterable rubbish about this waiting room.
Yes.
Which was very entertaining. A 1/2 second on waiting room, Clement, starting now.
98.4.
So, Clement Freud started with the subject, he finished with the subject, he kept going except for the 1/2 second. He's the only one who scored any points at the end of that round, but he's the only one who's spoken almost, so he's obviously in the lead. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? The subject is digging peat. Could you talk about digging peat for 30 seconds or 60 seconds? What did you put in that water I had? Yeah, 30 seconds and then another 30 seconds if you can, starting now.
Well, peat is a wonderful substance because you can burn it on the fire or you can put it in the soil and help the garden to develop and grow things in more easily. Now, digging it is quite a problem. They do it actually in Shropshire, where I come from. There's a huge area called Wixel Moss, where this peat is dug in huge squares, blocks, and it's lifted onto barrows, taken to carts, and then it is distributed all over the Great Britain. All over Great Britain.
You shouldn't have gone back. I
meant to say the United Kingdom.
I know, you said the Great Britain, which was lovely. And then so he tried to get it right, and he knew they were all watching like hawks and lynxes, and Sheila Hancock got in first. And Sheila, your challenge?
Deviation.
Right, 29 seconds, digging peat, starting now.
Well, I dig Pete Murray quite a lot. He's an attractive chap. Tall he is, with nice sun, and a cheerful voice and disposition. Altogether, I dig him very much indeed. Also...
Kenneth Williams.
We had two digging very muches.
Yes.
Yeah, but digging Pete, you see, is the subject on the card,
yeah, so... Yes, but you said I dig him very much.
Oh, that's right, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right, Kenneth, you are...
Do
you
put
have 12
together,
seconds
yeah.
on digging Pete, starting now.
This is something largely indulged in air. The Irish have a lot.
Clement Freud.
Deviation. It's called cutting peat in error.
Well, look, Kenneth Williams talks about digging peat, even if they talk about cutting peat in error. So that's the way he refers to it, and we know exactly what he's talking about, and that's the subject on the card. And there are 5 seconds. Continue, Kenneth, starting now.
The time to do it is when you put out a wee bowl of milk for the green man, and he comes around...
Sheila Hancock.
Who's dared to chat?
Deviation. It's a load of rubbish. You don't put out a bowl of milk
for
a little green man.
Do you think fairies and gnomes and elves are a load of rubbish? Is that what you think?
Yes.
No, she doesn't. She thinks it's a load of rubbish to put it out when you're digging peat or cutting. That was her challenge, and I agree with that. And you have 1 second on Digging Pete, starting now.
Pete Jones is one of my favourites.
Well, at the end of that round, a very even contest. Sheila, your turn to begin. The subject is catching a bus. Would you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
Well, I should think to do this you would need a very large net. And perhaps you would climb up to the top of Trafalgar Square, Nelson Column, and cast it over the buses passing by, and loop it over the engine and the back, and then lift it to the top of the column again, and say...
Clement Freud is charged.
Repetition of column.
Yeah, I did say again, you see.
There are 40 seconds, Clement, on catching a bus, starting now.
This is a colloquial name given to getting on to an omnibus, which in London is red, and I believe has two decks, although I do not have personal experience of such a mode of transport. I seem to remember...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Well, let me inform you, they don't all have two decks. You occasionally have one deck of red buses in London.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. He said there were buses in London which are red.
Well, I didn't like his patronising manner of them. Never even been near enough to a bus to know for sure whether it had got one deck or two. I mean, it's ludicrous.
I didn't like his patronising manner.
Is he in an ivory tower somewhere and he can't see?
It's better than climbing up Nelson's column and throwing a net over it. For stark realism.
A lot of us didn't like his patronising manner, but he wasn't deviating from the subject. There are 23 seconds, Clement, for you to continue on catching a bus, starting now.
In order to facilitate the catching of buses, signs are put up on pavements, some of which say stop and others request, meaning that only if the person holds up his left or possibly right hand will the driver of the vehicle slow down and come to a halt in order to take on humanity desirous of using that vehicle to go...
So in future, you know that if you get in a bus, you're humanity desirous of using a vehicle. Right, Clement Freud, with his eloquence, continued and went into the lead at the end of that round. Clement, it's your turn to begin again. The subject is my hobby. Would you talk about that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
The extraordinary thing is that my hobby is catching buses. I stand on pavements in towns and villages.
Sheila Hancock has charged.
Deviation. He's already said he doesn't ever travel on
buses.
Yes,
I quite agree, Sheila. Therefore, it cannot
I don't have enough time to indulge in the hobby.
You can't wriggle out of it that way, Clement. What? I'm going to give it to Sheila Hancock, and she has 53 seconds on my hobby, starting now.
I haven't got one.
Has Clement Freud got in again?
Hesitation.
Hesitation is correct, and Clement, you have the subject back. 51 seconds. My hobby, starting now.
Flying a kite is something that I have a tremendous preponderance for. Proclivity, I would have said. Only it's a word which Kenneth Williams likes to keep for himself later in the program. You sit on a bench, ideally in a park, holding on to a piece of string at the end of which, at ever-increasing or occasionally decreasing distances, is this box made of sawdust, wood, paper, cloth. And the wind is...
Jones has challenged.
You can't make a kite of sawdust.
Yes, you can.
No. How?
Sawdust is made into a sort of plastic material, which is usually what kites are made of.
Yes, but
it is made of sawdust.
The picture you're quite right, Clement. The picture
you
conveyed was
and
that the kite went up made of sawdust.
And you then go to Parliament Hill Fields or Regent's Park or sit...
A point for an incorrect challenge. You have 22 seconds left. My hobby, starting now.
Wind is incredibly important for this, because if the weather is clement, there isn't much hope of the thing going up to the levels at which it gives you total pleasure, let alone...
Sheila Hancock.
Blatant hesitation.
I'm not surprised. There are 7 seconds, Sheila, for you on my hobby, starting now.
My hobby has suddenly become playing the piano, because I have got to...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Earlier on, she said to this entire house that she hasn't got a hobby.
I said
now she's saying, my hobby is playing the piano. I'm a load of rubbish. I mean, it's
such blatant lying.
I said it suddenly becomes.
She did
I take it up right this minute.
Well, it suddenly becomes.
She's got a lovely piano made of sawdust, which is the basic material.
But she's going to fly.
From now on, my hobby is playing the piano.
That's
you
going to
don't
be
know the difference between tonic so far and the 12-tone scale.
I don't.
No, no, but her proclivities are all in the right place.
She's a coruscator. She's not a proclivity. Oh, I can't.
Sheila Hancock, I think you made your point very clearly, and there are 4 seconds for you to continue on my hobby starting now.
I'm going to enjoy it very much when I get home and open the...
Kenneth, it's your turn to begin another historical subject that Ian Messer has decided upon for you. Heraclitus, would you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
A very complicated subject to be given to discuss in 60 seconds. I would have thought something more simple. However, he was a native of Ephesus, which was one of those golden cities which was the product of that marvellous Hellenic Renaissance, which was so beautifully touched upon in Gates of Asia, and began his own school of philosophy there called the Ionian. And he is 500 BC and propagates this incredible theory of dynamic monism, that what appears to be unity is in fact the warring tension between opposite factions. This idea that there can be such an extraordinary amount of volatile fluidity between, say, hot and cold, heat and warmth, love and hate.
The audience obviously enjoyed it so much. Would you give us a repeat performance, please? Kenneth, you get 2 points because you started with the subject and finished without being interrupted, but I'm afraid you're still in third place. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? The subject is calling the plumber. So would you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
This is something best done, really, on the telephone, which is why it's best to have it always on a very...
As Clement Freud got in first.
Repetition of best.
Yes, there are 55 seconds for you, Clement, on calling the plumber, starting now.
Calling the plumber is one of the most famous of the square dances.
Sheila Hancock has judged.
Hesitation.
Yes, he did. They all laughed and he hesitated. And, there are 48 seconds for you, Sheila, on calling the plumber, starting now.
Well, I usually shout, plumber! And then he answers and comes across the road and mends
Kenneth
my...
And Kenneth Williams are challenged.
It is impossible. I have seen her house and it's quite impossible if she did scream out, plumber, that he would immediately come across the road. Quite impossible.
But she can still shout out...
Lies, and he's got to come a long way to do it. And it's absolutely lies! And I'm not going to sit here and listen to it.
Listen, she was not technically deviating because the plumber might even have been passing up the street and she opened the window and called out plumber and he came in. So it is quite possible, therefore,
quite
she's right. Not being devious and she keeps the subject.
He
another
could have been
point
on a
to
bus,
her.
Couldn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Top of a double-decker bus. Then Jensen would have thrown a net out over him. There are 43 seconds on calling the plumber, Sheila, starting now.
And he brings these long pipes called a snake and shoves them down my drain and ung-bungs it for me pretty regularly because it does seem to get filled with leaves often. However, he is also good at making the lavatory flush when it should do and making washers go on the taps and water flow from them and fill the basin wherewith we wash. Hot, cold, warm, whatever you like, the shower will be adjusted to because when I have called the plumber, he arranges it to flow out on my head and my shower cap.
And Clement Freud is charged.
Deviation, it can't flow out of her head.
Once the water's on her hair, it'll flow out of it, won't it?
Did I say
they
flow out?
Flow out.
No, it won't flow out. You're quite right. But she did repeat flow anyway. There are 9 seconds on calling the plumber with you, Clement, starting now.
Eustace Milhouse is the name that I shout when I need a plumber, because he was when his father and mother took him to the christening ceremony.
Once again, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, and he gained that extra point, of course, and he's increased his lead over Sheila Hancock. But Sheila, we're back with you to start, so would you talk on the subject now of credit for just a minute, starting now?
This is something I don't get much of at the bank. It's usually debit in black writing. However, when one does, it's a lovely feeling because it means you have saved a few pennies for your future, and that is indeed very important because...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation is not important at all because money's losing its value every week, so if you're saving, you're not doing yourself any good at all. I mean, it's rubbish. She's telling people all this rubbish.
Well, she has very high plumber's bills. Oh.
She must have a... Kenneth, are you all right?
Yeah.
Where were we? Who challenged?
Me.
Oh, yes, you challenged on something, didn't you, Kenneth?
Have you forgotten, honestly, Nicholas?
You challenged on the fact that it wasn't important to save.
Yes.
I think, on the whole, it probably is better to save something. If people saved a little and invested a little, the economy might be stronger. Sheila, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. The subject is credit, starting now.
If you buy something in a shop and when you get home decide you don't like it or it's too large for yourself or the person for whom you purchased it, then you return it to the said establishment and they, perchance, will give you a credit note, which means that you can take it home and that...
Clement Freud.
Reputation of home.
Oh.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Sheila. So, Clement has another point. He has the subject, 25 seconds credit. Clement, starting now.
If you have 25 seconds credit, it means that for that period of time, you have every justification to bore your audience.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Reputation of have.
Oh, that's a tiny word. You can't. I mean, now, look here. I mean, I often do the odd have or unhave.
Well, his last challenge to Sheila was home, which is exactly the same length of word.
It's the same length of word, but one is a noun and the other one's a small verb, which...
Oh, well, that's an interesting new rule. Nouns are all right and verbs are...
I did not say it was a rule.
Don't get involved, Nick. Don't get involved, Nick.
I've got to establish it's not a rule. But as it was a correct one, I have to give it to you. But we do resist the temptation sometimes on the halves. Right, Peter, you have 18 seconds on credit, starting now.
Credit where it is due. Now, that is a boring cliche.
Clement Freud
is... Repetition of is.
I hope Clement has brought home to you the point I was trying to make. And I hope this will be a lesson to you both. There are 14 seconds on credit starting now.
One of the most odious aspects of life in this country at the moment is the credit card, whereby people are encouraged to purchase things which they don't really need simply because a piece of cellophane bearing their name and a number.
Peter Jones.
That is not the most odious aspect of life in this country
one
today.
Of.
Yeah.
He said one of.
One of.
It isn't even one of them.
No.
Oh, it depends on
to
your proclivities, doesn't it? I mean, it depends on your attitude. It could be, to Clement, one of the most odious.
Odious?
So he's entitled to say it, and he's not deviating from the subject of credit. I must be fair and say he has 1 second on credit starting now.
No.
Shop.
I think the listeners will realise why they do resist the temptation sometimes to challenge on very small words, because otherwise we might never get going. Clement, we're back with you to start. The subject is pawns, and would you talk about
them? I just what?
Pawns.
Good gracious.
Those little things that stand in front of the king and the queen and the knight and the rook and the castle on a chessboard. And elsewhere, if you want. 60 seconds with you, Clement, starting now.
A few weeks ago in Oxfordshire, I went into a restaurant, picked up the menu, and saw pawn cocktail, 4 and 6 pence. How do you create this confection? I inquired of the head waiter. And he explained that you took 18 fish and marinated them overnight in red wine before adding a mayonnaise fashioned of egg yolk, oil, tomato ketchup, Tabasco, and other condiments. Surely you mean prawn.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Well, I may be ignorant, but is it ketchup?
No, I don't think it is.
Is it ketchup?
But the trouble is I'm in a cleft stick again because this ignoramus put down pawns that are prawns and he used red wine.
Yes.
So he might well have said ketchup.
Ketchup, yes.
So what do we do?
Reported speech.
I see.
It's reported speech. Oh, well, it's very well.
Subject,
no points scored. Clement Freud keeps the subject. He has 27 seconds on pawns starting now.
If you ever see a bus and you look on the top deck, you're almost bound to see pawns sitting there, 2 by 3 and then 4, with 18 standing towards the rear, ready to pull a chain.
Peter Jones.
You won't find 18 people standing on top of a bus.
No, you won't.
Not allowed to.
Peter, you have a correct challenge. There are 13 seconds on pawns starting now.
That's what I feel sometimes. We are mere pawns being pushed around by politicians and civil servants and all these other people in Whitehall who are just using us as if it were some ghastly game in which...
Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. Ah, yes, what a good idea. Let's have the subject of fun. With you, Kenneth, to start. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, generally, you've got to be in the mood for it. I always think it's no good imagining you can just come out with it. I think you need the preparation, don't you? I mean, if you're going to go in and do the odd joke or two, like, you know, what time... how long...
Sheila Hancock is challenging.
Well, it's sort of hesitation.
It wasn't much
repetition.
Fun, was it? I agree with your challenge, Sheila. You have 42 seconds on fun starting now.
I think it is such fun paying just a minute with these lovely boys being so kind to me, being generous and helpful so that I always talk for 60 seconds or 30 sometimes Nick asked us to speak for as a mistake. And I love...
Kenneth Williams has just...
No, I beg your pardon, I was just having fun.
Oh. So give him a bonus point because he was having fun and fun is the subject on the card. We leave the subject with Sheila. She has 23 seconds on fun starting now.
I can't think of anything to say. I don't seem to be having much fun lately. I'm up in the middle of the night with a screaming baby saying, get up, I want to be fed, and nappies all over
Peter
the
Jones
place.
No, that's absolute rubbish because it was only last week when you told us what a marvellous baby it was.
Yes.
No,
Peter, we agree with your challenge. The
oh,
audience.
Oh, what an outrage.
And there are 13 seconds for you on fun starting now.
Fun is something that none of us are getting enough of, and I think we all ought to take our clothes off and get bottles of champagne and distribute them up and down Whitehall and all round this area, up and down the embankment.
And Sheila Hancock.
Repetition of up and down.
It's up and down.
Well, we'd be going up and down a hell of a lot if we were all with our clothes off and distributing bottles of champagne.
Well, if I had bottles of champagne, I wouldn't give them up and down Whitehall. I'd keep a few for myself. And this nice audience who have been such fun. Because we only have 1 second left and 1 second left in this game. And we have had fun, haven't we? Oh, you are sweet. Why don't you take it? I'm going to give the last second of the show to the audience. Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, you have 1 second, all of you together, to talk on the subject of fun, starting now.
Go on!
Technically, of course, that last point should have gone to Sheila Hancock, because in 1 second she wouldn't have been interrupted, so she gets the points for speaking when the whistle went, and she almost made it. I'm going to give you the final result. Kenneth Williams and Peter Jones were equal in third place. They were quite a way behind Sheila Hancock, who was only 1 point behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.